AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors investigating the death of a 12-year-old black boy who was fatally shot by a white Cleveland police officer say they are being transparent in seeking and sharing outside reviews by experts in the use of force. A pair of such experts say that the officer was justified when he shot Tamir Rice last November. AP's Mike Empen reports surveillance video of the shooting was provided to both of those experts.
The video shows Officer Timothy Lohman firing at 12-year-old Tamir Rice within 2 seconds after the police cruiser, driven by Lohman's partner, pulled up next to the boy. Police say the officers were responding to a call about a man with a gun, but were not told the caller said the gun could be a fake and the man an adolescent.
The lawyer for Rice's family says it appears prosecutors are avoiding their responsibility in the case. Prosecutor Timothy McGinty says they're not reaching any conclusions from the reports, and a grand jury will evaluate all the evidence in that case. Starting next Monday, or actually starting next month, some 6,000 federal drug offenders will be released from prison after changes in the minimum maximum sentencing guidelines. AP's Nikki Mayo tells us more.
Many of them are small-time drug dealers targeted by an approach to drug enforcement that's now being condemned by many as overly harsh and expensive. But an AP analysis of nearly 100 court cases also identified defendants who carried semi-automatic weapons, had past convictions for robbery and other crimes, moved cocaine shipments across states, and some participated in international heroin smuggling.
The action, along with an Obama administration clemency initiative and directives against mandatory minimum sentences, part of an effort rethinking punishments for a drug offender population that comprises roughly half of the federal inmates. This is AP Radio News. The lawyer for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl claims the Army officer who oversaw the pretrial hearing for his client is recommending reduced charges.
Bergdahl's attorney says Lieutenant Colonel Mark Vixer has decided the case should go to a military system much like the civilian courts that handle misdemeanor charges, which would limit the maximum punishment to reduction of rank, a bad conduct discharge, and a short jail term. He may not serve any jail time at all. Bergdahl left his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured by the Taliban. His commanding officer said the search put soldiers in danger. Last year, Bergdahl was exchanged for 5 Taliban commanders. No timeline has been given on a decision. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran's judiciary says there's a verdict in the case of Washington Post reporter Jason Rizan, detained for more than a year on espionage allegations, but the judges aren't saying what it is. Rizan's arrest and closed-door trial have been widely criticized by the U.S. and press freedom groups. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!